afternoon. Today is Monday, August 25th, 248th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Mrs. Arklett. How you doing, Sherry?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. This afternoon we're talking, well, it'll be a little bit more lighthearted approach.
Yes.
Than what we typically get from the Arklett household.
From Mr.
Yes. So I'll spend a little bit of time talking about North Coast Dance. You probably have seen the storefront if you haven't seen some of the performances. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also about the Arklett Center, as that's one of Sherry's pitter-patter.
We'll talk
about the status of that and what the near future and long future is with that one. And then take a little bit of time and do a comparison between Humboldt County Eureka and Baton Rouge, the two areas where they spend most time. Well, okay, other than Willow Creek.
Other than Willow Creek. Exactly.
And we don't need to talk about fires.
No.
So we got a couple things to kick around, and we'll do it when we come back.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherry Arklett. But before we do, what kind of topic of quote would you like? I got dogs.
Oh, dogs are big with
dogs
me.
Dogs are good.
Inspirational, happy, rainbows.
Okay.
Puppies.
This is written in 1986. Quote,
okay.
Dogs believe they're human. Cats believe they're God.
That's absolutely true. You ask permission from cats.
Yeah. And then get the attitude.
Yes.
Oh, boy. So, how's summer treating you guys?
Summer's awesome. I love it. We've been here all summer in Eureka and Willow Creek, and it's just been marvelous. We're having a great time. We've been in Willow Creek and in the city, and
You are a small town girl.
I am. I've become one. happily, I've become one.
The city.
As compared to Willow Creek, yes.
Well, okay, yeah, the metropolitan city.
Yes. Higher than two stories.
Fair enough. So what is going on with the Arklett Center? I know a lot of folks were concerned.
Yeah.
When things changed, whether it's not penciling out or whatever, things changed.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that must have come as a little bit of a stunner to you guys when you did some analysis and looked at it and saw what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
What caused it to? It's not shut down. It's not mothballed.
Just kind of go to sleep for a while.
Hibernation is, yeah, I was
it's,
thinking
it's
about
gone to sleep. Well, I mean, it's absolutely no secret. These past several years have been rough on everybody. And we took a look at it. The Arklett Center's privately held. No one else owns it but us. And
ergo the name.
Well, sometimes things are partnerships, but this is not. And we just said, you know what? This is super expensive to maintain. We've got employees that need us more than the theater at this moment. So we decided to ratchet down the theater only temporarily, and kind of go have it take a nap. It did sustain some physical damage from the earthquake of January. What was that? 9 or 10. Yeah, it was only cosmetic. Some plaster fell off the wall. There are a few cracks. We're still in the process of fixing them, but we've had several structural engineers Look at it. It's absolutely fine structurally. It is absolutely a rock of a building.
That's what I figured. You know, it made it through everything.
It is a rock. Yeah. So we're very confident in the building. And, you know, definitely we're going to start ratcheting it up soon again. It is the home of North Coast Dance and the Eureka Symphony. So we're very proud of both of them. And the Eureka Symphony starts in October and runs through May. And so that's exciting.
So is it, there just wasn't in the last couple of years enough demand for acts, live acts, to use the facility?
Oh, yeah, there's demand. There's definitely demand, but it costs money.
Or a willingness
money.
To pay for.
It costs money on our part, a lot of money.
Well, don't, you know, if I'm bringing, let's say, one of the talk show guys to town.
Uh-huh.
Don't I have to pay
yeah.
something? It goes towards
yeah.
the operation of the facility?
Absolutely, but we...
But I'm just not able to pay enough?
You're not able to pay enough.
Oh, okay.
And some of these acts are really super acts, and we have to pay the staff, and we have to pay, you know, Suddenlink and PG&E, and I know that
yeah,
sounds
all,
facetious, but it all adds up, and it gets... And we had some great big acts that came before, and we will get them again. They're definitely their plans for that. But, you know, we had the Beach Boys, we had Winona Judd, we had, you know, Kenny Rogers for opening night, which was so spectacular. Yeah, he was cool. He was cool. What a nice man. Oh, great guy. And so they're super expensive acts. And
But those are acts that you guys were bringing to town,
right?
Rather than the community wanting to rent the facility?
Oh, we have that too. You can do either. The community can call and rent the facility, but you know they have to go by our playbook, our rules. I mean, you know, they have to do. Just not. I guess what I'm. It's just not anybody can. But it.
So that was the presumption that had been made before. Is that
well,
anybody could access?
You know, I just I think if. It's just that we get the right to refuse, and that's okay. We own it.
Yeah, that's a
okay.
normal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't confident that you're going to be able to cover the bill.
Right. Well, we can cover the bill. We're not going to let them in if we don't cover the bill. But, you know, it is definitely able to be rented by the community. Trinity Ballet, No Limits Ballet are scheduled. And, you know, we have the Chamber of Commerce comes. We also do the Dixieland Jazz thing.
Right, you open up for the jazz.
Yeah. So different groups rent it and are usually just marvelous.
Are you going, do you see in the future of having a full-time management firm or somebody
we've already got it.
Work it.
We've already got the structure. It takes a while to gear up. We're going to start the Marquee Club again. I don't know if people remember that, but you know, you own a seat license basically, and then so it's really fun. It's going to gear up again. I would guess spring 2015.
So around the corner.
Definitely around the corner.
Post-election.
Post-election.
KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Sherry Arkley.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take 2 on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherry Arkley. Sherry, you mentioned the North Coast Dance and some of the other folks, Redwood Concert Ballet, and the art nonprofits might be the simple way to kind of lump everybody together. When you look at the options that are here in Humboldt County, do we have a disproportionately high number, average number, same number, less than what communities our size routinely have?
Well, you know, Eureka was voted second city, this is a number of years ago, maybe 8 years ago, in the United States, second small town city of art behind Santa Fe. So we are really, really blessed with a very, very rich art community in all the arts. And I think, you know, North Coast Dance is such a better word, but just a beacon of light for these young kids, boys and girls alike. And, I mean, we have people, I'm on the board, I will disclose, I'm on the board. And
I was going to ask what the involvement was.
Yes,
but okay,
I'm on the board, but I'm not president. Gailey Browning is president. And we have from kinder ballet, like age 3, up to 70 years old. Like, we have adult dance, ballet, ballroom. We even have a wonderful class called Booty Bar.
Okay.
We do. We have jazz.
And I got the second half of that phrase figured out.
Yeah.
First, we'll just
it's a lot of fun, and it serves our mission statement is to serve the community and to allow everybody. And what I love, one of the many things I love about Eureka is its accessibility to a lot of things. And North Coast Dance, I mean, these are kids in the community that can get up on the Arkley Center stage and perform. I mean, you know, if you're living in other communities, you don't get to do that.
That's what I was saying. I'll use Santa Rosa often as a buffer or a reference point more than anything, because Grandpa was coin tossing between Eureka and Santa Rosa when he bought the station.
Well, I'm glad he chose Eureka.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
I am.
So I look at the, and I don't know what it's called. I think it's now the Wells Fargo instead of the Luther.
Yes,
Burbank.
No, exactly. It's the Wells Fargo Convention Center.
And look at the two and try to, compare that to either Center Arts or now your guys' facility or Ferndale Rep or some of the. And it's kind of surprising to me that Santa Rosa doesn't have a more established, a bigger, a more impressive than what that facility is.
Well, we have the same. We have a lot of the same acts. When I drive by that, I say, "Oh, we had them. We had them." You know, we have a lot of the same acts because we're up and down 101. And I don't know. I go back to the whole thing of concentration. I mean, Santa Rosa is a much bigger town than Eureka, and Eureka, you know, by with our arts community, just is bigger. It's just bigger.
Yeah, it seems like the population would warrant bigger acts
exactly
down there compared to ours, but maybe the participation level isn't.
We get an awesome attendance, though. And
how come? Is it just that it's that good?
I think people love to come out. I think people love to come to the theater. I think people love to walk around Old Town a lot. The Old Town merchants do a fabulous job. They decorate. They put up flags. They put up stuff for the seasons. And I think it's really welcoming. And the restaurants. Everything's within a very walkable area, and the theater's right there, conveniently so.
Jeez, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Good thing you didn't have to move it.
I know, exactly. Exactly.
Do you see the future of the community arts expanding or just kind of entrenching and being more stable financially and have a more routine, because you have the Eureka Theater also, and mm-hmm. They have their issues, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Ferndale, as we referenced, mm-hmm. There's a lot of different outlets for this stuff, but it mm-hmm. seems like everybody's kind of always holding their breath because they're just on the ragged edge of success.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah, I think that's true of art in general. I mean, I think that's true in New York City.
Oh, really?
The arts, if you're not New York City Ballet or, you know, the Carnegie Center or whatever, Juilliard.
Like San Francisco Symphony.
Yeah, oh no, it is really tough in the arts these days because for most people, it's the last thing they invest in or give to. And so it's hard to sustain these institutions, but man, are they necessary for the community. And, you know, one of the many things I love about the Arkley Center is its lobby. So it can be used for such a marvelous gathering place. And we have a beautiful...
read in their fundraising?
No. Well, yeah, you can...
I was saying, the way you guys had it laid out with the bars and stuff.
The bars.
Any event should
any
be
event
making
can
more
be
money in the lobby than they are
absolutely.
For the performance if
absolutely.
It's done properly.
And just a marvelous gathering place for different groups. But we do have that great big bar down on all three levels. The mezzanine, the lobby level, and then... mezzanine's above, lobby, and then downstairs. Below, downstairs. Yeah. And it's all cozy, and we have Humboldt County art all over the place. So I think it's a marvelous place for people to join and
to dance
their bar off.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540227, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherry Arkley. Sherry, Baton Rouge is a community I think a lot of folks are, I'll say, passingly familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your guys' involvement there, because LSU
mm-hmm.
and your the involvement Tigers. There and a lot of the kids from the area now, that's on the radar screen.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just Oregon and USC. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said USC.
I just realized I stepped in. And UCLA, of course.
No. We are USC.
Yeah, I know. That's why I could throw in Nebraska, too, and really hack them off. But that's okay. Are there similarities between the two? I mean, if we take the state part out mm-hmm. so that that's not in play, are they similar at all? Both kind of have a four-year school and the collegiate influence, but obviously there's regional differences as well.
Yeah, and there are cultural differences, but it's interesting because there are more similarities than differences. Of course, Baton Rouge is the South. It's the state capital. It has, LSU, a D1 school and all that, but the similarities are the hominess of both Eureka and Baton Rouge. I mean, people know you when you go, when you visit a merchant there.
Really?
And here. Yeah, they do.
How many kids does LSU have?
A lot. I think undergrad it's 30,000.
Do they mix into the town or do they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah,
that you would,
sure.
You would stand out as a regular customer with all of these turnover into these other.
Yeah, but we kind of frequent different places. I don't frequent.
You're not at McDonald's.
I know. I'm not. I don't do the off-campus bars, but
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. I used to 35 years ago down in Los Angeles, but not.
That would
not
be
anymore,
UCLA, USC thing again.
Oh, do not say UCLA. but it's just, both areas, the people complain about the weather constantly. Both people wonder why we're there. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The people in Baton Rouge, why are you here in Louisiana? Oh, my God. You live in California. Oh, my God. California. And honest to
kind
God.
Kind of a little jealousy going both ways.
It's a little. I love. I really, really love. And both Eureka, Humboldt County and Baton Rouge are so visually beautiful. Rob and I both spent 4 years in Los Angeles and to go to school.
Before
and
we do that school.
That marvelous
that school.
That
yes.
marvelous school. And, it's not, I mean, the beach is beautiful, no question, but it's not a really beautiful town and it's huge and it's kind of.
I would think big cities, there would be a tendency, I think, to think that big cities are interchangeable. And yet, San Francisco has its personality.
It does.
Seattle has a personality.
Yeah.
They're different than other big towns. And you're still talking, top 10 in the country as far as population?
Yeah.
Chicago's probably a little bit, we know it's a little bit different, but let's just say a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of intriguing that the big guys have personalities as well as the small guys.
They do. But Baton Rouge, I mean, I think the population's like 400,000 compared to 28,000 of Eureka, but there are a lot of similarities, and the people are lovely, and it has also a very rich culture and art, as Eureka does too. And
is there a lot of historical?
Oh my gosh, yes.
The French Huge. Indian Wars.
Oh, the Cajuns and lots of, and you know, you're just an hour and a half north of us is Natchez, Mississippi, and the whole Mississippi runs through Baton Rouge. So that whole thing. And
yeehaw.
No, it's a really cool town, the whole Civil War thing, and you know, and
because I think that's the one thing we miss here.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
the history.
We have history.
You got Fort Humboldt. Okay.
Logging, yeah, but the whole logging thing and the whole.
Yeah, but it's not Civil War.
No.
It's not Revolutionary War. No. It's not Thomas Jefferson and Stonewall Jackson, and it's not.
I don't know. We've got
Ulysses Grant coming here and complaining the whole time and getting drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
It just doesn't quite measure up for me as the same level of American history.
Well, you're right. Well, obviously we're a lot newer, but it's still American history. And, you know, it's the whole, I love it here. I love it here. I'm born and raised in the Bay Area and married a local guy and just love it. Every time I leave the Bay Area and I drive north on 101, I'm thrilled. I love it. And
north of Petaluma.
North of Petaluma. Yes. Yes.
Get through the construction
zone. Oh, my God. That construction zone. Oh,
that bridge
that's
is amazing.
Scary.
The bridge, though, is amazing to me.
Oh, my
to
God.
To see that and then the Bay Bridge. I mean, some of that stuff.
That
is
bridge
cool for
is
me.
Supersonic looking.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's Florida-esque.
It, no. I mean, it's just, it's really space age. It looks kind of Star Wars-y.
stay tuned for the next sequel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Star Wars again.
The prequel. Yeah.
So what would be, if somebody hasn't been to Baton Rouge, what would be the impression? If you're, let's take the school out of it.
Right.
What would be the impression? What is the one thing about that town?
I would say, well, first of all, everybody mentions the accents. You know, the
yours
southern,
or theirs?
Theirs.
Okay.
And you know, the warmness, the gentility, the focus on manners. That I do think is a little bit of difference between here and there.
So Southern culture?
Southern culture, Southern mores. I mean, there are manners and there are family traditions and the family is...
It's not booze and drugs?
No. The family is deep and respected for the most part. Obviously, there are exceptions, but you know, the family culture and... On all levels, from very modest families to not, it is that the family institution is really respected.
So what would be the one thing that you would tell, what do you call, other than Cajun, what do you call people in Baton Rouge?
I don't know. Tigers. Oh. Louisianans.
Yeah. Okay,
I don't
fair
know.
Enough. Okay. About Eureka.
Well, you know, it's cooler because they just complain all the time about their weather. And really the weather here, I know a lot of people complain about it, but you need to go other places because this is ideal. This is so beautiful. It's visually stunning here. This upper north coast, staring out at the Pacific Ocean, seeing our trees and our water and our hills. It's just, it's startling because you go other places in the United States and you just don't see that. And I think of somebody coming, you know, coming to visit here from like New Jersey with all, you know, I'm sorry, any New Jersey people, but honestly, you come here and it's just startling how beautiful it is here. And the people are warm here too.
Even if they're bundled. KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Sherry Arkley.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherry Arkley. Sherry, Rob was in last time, and the fire was still kind of going on at Sugar Bowl and the ranch, and he was complimenting the fire guys and some of the challenges that were associated with that situation. Now that it's out, it's kind of over, and you've had a chance. Did you guys learn anything? Were there lessons about that? Were you impressed with anything that occurred in association with the fire or the response to the fire?
Well, it's, you know, first of all, it's scary because those things get out of control really quickly. And you know, the drought has made it even scarier. I was called early in the morning by Connie Miller and said, did you know that there's a fire at Sugar Bowl? And, you know, that activated the phone lines. But it was very hot at the time. It was upwards of 95, just air temperature up in Willow Creek at that time. And I'm telling you, those firefighters, I think they were from Smith River. And they, because they weren't from over, the Weaverville guys were fighting over that side.
Yeah, over Redding.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah. But I think they were called the Hot Shots, I think, but man, they were so cool. Excuse the pun. And they were on this side of the mountain that got the noonday sun, which had to be way over 110. Then they have the fire. Add to that the fire. And, I mean, it was absolutely treacherous for them. And, you know, these fires just keep going. And we would get up and you'd see a little tuft of it going in the middle of the night. It is impressive what these guys do. And they came down to our ranch and kind of camped out. And, you know.
Do you give them lemonade?
I tried to. They wouldn't take it.
Really?
They were very, very well-mannered and respectful. And we were going to bring out, you know, an ice chest and help them bring. I was going to run into Willow Creek and get them sandwiches or something. They could not have been nicer and declined. But I just think that they are tip-top. I can't say enough about. And you know, the peril they put themselves into. This is not just squirting a hose at something. This is a science. And they knew exactly what to do. And they had to almost rappel down the side of this mountain because it was so steep. And luckily the wind was blowing away from our ranch. It was blowing towards the reservation, which they could more easily put out.
Easier terrain.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They could easily get it. And they did.
I can't imagine what you guys, you know, not the fear of life part.
No.
But that's my place.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Even if it wasn't really in danger.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, it does activate.
Stuff, what do you have? What do you want out? If you had to grab, an hour to grab, what would you grab? All those types of things that they talk about in the house. Okay, mm-hmm. You should have those. But you never do. I mean, most people never
but
do that stuff.
Flames are scary to see.
Oh, yeah.
They're really scary. And man, there were some big flames going on the side of that mountain. And you know, fire jumps. Fire is so capricious. And one time it's going one way, and then it can just, the wind can shift, and, you know, it's your bad day. Anyway, we were very blessed, very, very blessed, not only by the winds, but by these courageous firefighters. Courageous.
Well, hopefully this will just be a fond memory that won't have to be reenacted anywhere down the road.
But I will tell you this, how fast they came, because the fire started at 3 a.m. and the dogs woke us up barking because we were,
smell.
I think it was the noise that was so strange to the dogs. And up, you know, they activated and called 911, and man, those people were there within minutes.
That's way cool.
It was really way cool.
Speaking of cool, enjoy the weather.
Thank you. I love it here.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Sherry Arkley. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.